052, the dewy season forest, Hemanta Rituvan. Nandimukhi says, "Oho, Vrindavanishvara and Vrindavanishvari, let us take darshan of the beautiful Hemanta Santavan. In this forest, the Nikunja wants to offer its fruits and flowers to your lotus feet. Aha! This forest pleases all the senses. The fragrance of blooming Jinti and Kurabaka flowers soothes the nose. The sweet calls of the maddened birds, Titira, Kiki, and Lava, mix with the buzzing bees to enchant the ears. The ripened Nagaranga fruits will delight your heart, and the dew and cooling breezes will enliven your bodies with their pleasant touch and sensation. Hey Krishna, the Hemanta season reminds us of your body. Look, as you are surrounded by sukkas, the forest is filled with jinti flowers. Your bodily luster is bright, and this season has very beautiful, bright, blossoming flowers. As your beauty increases the gopis' loving association, this Hemanta Van is enhanced with blossoming gopi latas. And as your bodily charm, Sham, enchants Kandarpa, so do the arrow flowers of this season. As Shukadev Goswami narrates your pastimes in the Bhagavat, the male parrots constantly discuss your pastimes in great bliss. Joyfully addressing Radhika, Krishna then says, "Hey Priya, look, this forest resembles an eloquent dancing maiden. The ripened paddy is her multicolored dress. The parrot's sweet voices are her poetic recital. And hey, Sumukhi, the large ripe oranges in this season resemble the breasts of that dancing maiden of the forest. Hey, Sadvi, chaste Radha, during Hemanta, the sun becomes afraid of the cold and takes shelter of the fortress of your breasts to preserve its heat. Hey, Priye, during Hemanta, which is pre-winter, the sun becomes afraid of the cold and takes shelter of the fortress of beautiful ladies to preserve its heat. Hey, Priye, the heat of fires flees the cold season to take shelter in well water. In the tree hollows and in the mountain caves, young men tightly embrace their sweethearts through the long night times, and they find comfort in their intimate association. In the morning, they eagerly worship Suryadev to increase the duration of the night, which naturally happens in the winter season. Ah, Radha. Just see how the sun mercifully reciprocates with their prayers and their desire by rising later and later every day of the winter. And look at the ripe oranges in the trees of the Hemanta forest. Their wonderful shape reminds me of the gopis when they dance in the Ras Lila. This is the dewy season forest surrounding Radhakund, Hemanta Rituvan, with its special characteristics and qualities.